Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois, where the Quad Cities River Bandits get set to take on the Chiefs for Game 3 of their six-game series. As always, Kyle Kercheval joining you in the broadcast booth. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for joining us for Game 71 of Quad Cities 2024 campaign. The Bandits coming into tonight with the series tied at one win apiece. It was the Chiefs getting the opener by a final of 8-1. And yesterday, Quad Cities rode out an over 2-hour rain delay and came out with a 3-1 victory over Peoria. A game that was fueled heavily by the arms. The pitching staff, fantastic. The combination of Hunter Patterson, Nathaniel Garabitos, AJ Block, and Ben Sears held Peoria to just one unearned run throughout the game. And for the first time this season, Quad City's pitching staff did not give up a walk while striking out nine. Quad City's jumped in front early. A sack fly off the bat from Carson Rockefort made it 1-0 in the first. And then an RBI single from Jack Pineda and a bases-loaded walk drawn by Jared Dickey gave Quad City's their three runs within the first two innings of the ball game. Pete Hansen, the Chiefs starter, would settle down and wind up throwing six innings as part of a quality start, but Peoria held out of the run column despite the one unearned run allowed in the fifth inning against Nathaniel Garabitos. Hunter Patterson threw four scoreless innings in the start. Garabitos gave up the one unearned run, and then A.J. Block earned himself his third hold of the year, while Ben Sears picked up a four-out save for his eighth of the season. It ties him with Lucas Webb for the most saves in the Midwest League this season. Once again, a little bit ahead schedule here at Dozer Park, so let's quickly give you the lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits. We'll get to the Chiefs in a moment. First for QC, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are 32-38 overall, 2-3 in the second half. Leading off, the second baseman, Jack Pineda. Jared Dickey bats second and plays right field. And doing the catching, it's the three-hole hitter, Carter Jensen. Trevor Werner bats fourth. He's at third base. Carson Rockeford bats fifth. He's in center. Batting sixth, the DH Spencer Nivens. Batting seventh, the shortstop Dustin Dickerson. Batting eighth, the first baseman Chris Brito. And batting ninth, the left fielder Gene Ramirez. Hunter Owen gets the start for Quad Cities. The big lefty, 22 years old, ready to make his 12th start of the season. Time to pause for the national anthem. We'll continue with the River Bandits pregame show when we come back. First pitch next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight at Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois, for Game 3 of the six-game series against the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, the Peoria Chiefs. Once again, good evening, everyone. Kyle Kirchville, thrilled to have you along with us. Let's go ahead and wrap up the pregame show and give you the starting lineup for Peoria. Leading off, the shortstop Brody Moore. Juan Bin Cho will bat second and serve in center field. Batting third, it's the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Chris Rotondo bats fourth. He's in right. Alex Ayadesernia across the way in left, batting fifth. And hitting sixth, the second baseman, Darlene Moquette. Michael Chiarelli bats seventh. He's at third. William Sullivan at first base, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Joshua Baez. On the mound for Peoria tonight, it's the 21-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Darlene Saladin, who is making his High A debut tonight. Saladin, absolutely phenomenal in single-A Palm Beach. He was 4-0 with a 1.95 ERA before earning his promotion here to Peoria. He was top three in the Florida State League in ERA and WHIP and top 10 in opponent batting average, with other teams' hitters only hitting .207 against him. So he definitely deserved the call-up. And he will get the Bandits lineup tonight, which is led off by Jack Pineda. He'll be followed by Jared Dickey and Carter Jensen. First pitch temperature today, 80 degrees on the nose with partly cloudy skies. Fortunately, no rain in the forecast. Let's hope it stays that way. Saladin works out of the wind. Jack Pineda's in the box. And the first pitch fastball is taken high for ball one at 6:32 Central Time. Saladin, a right-hander. He throws the 1-0, and it's chopped on the ground to first base. Sullivan fields on two hops, flips to the pitcher covering, and Pineda's retired on two pitches. Now, when looking at the arsenal for Saladin. It's technically a four-pitch mix, a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. But he really only throws two pitches, the fastball, which he throws about 50% of the time, and then his changeup, which should work well against a left-handed stacked order for Quad Cities. First pitch to Jared Dickey is outside for ball one. Dickey over in right field and still riding that hit streak, which is now at seven games. 1-0, foul tip off Bernal, the catcher, and it's 1-1. Saladin working out of the full windup, standing atop the hill at an even 6 feet, 199 pounds. 1-1, swing and a miss. Again, a fastball towards the top of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Saladin was the Cardinals' minor league pitcher of the month in May. He gave up just two earned runs in 26 innings that month, and he was not a lot worse in June. 1-2, slap towards shallow left. The shortstop Moore goes out. He won't get there. Alex Iadesurnia, the left fielder, plays it on a hop, and Jared Dickey now owns an eight-game hit streak. He extends it in the first inning. Got a pitch towards the top of the zone and didn't square it up beautifully, but got enough of it to land it into left field. So a man on for the River Bandits, and one out for Carter Jensen, the left-handed hitting catcher. Saladin into the stretch now, sends the fastball high and outside. In the month of June, he gave up four earned runs in 19 innings, through three straight quality starts to wrap up his single-A career. 1-0 outside for ball two. Carter Jensen has spent each of the last two seasons here in High A Quad Cities. On the year, batting .277 with an .836 OPS. He was 1-for-4 with a single last night. 2-0, down and in, three balls and no strikes. He is still the Midwest League leader with 50 walks, a total that also ranks number two in all of High A. He also leads all minor league catchers with those 50 walks. The man in second place, Blake Mitchell, down in single A Columbia with 49. 3-0 pitch, called strike inner half, and it's 3-1. Quad City's back in the road grays for game three of this series, while the Chiefs mixing it up with the alternate Reds tonight. Saladin pauses at the chest. The 3-1 to Jensen. Check swing. Pitch was high, but he went around. It's a swinging strike two, and he's worked the count back full. Dickey over at first base has not stolen a ton of bags this year, but he's been pretty efficient, swiping 7 in 9 tries. Saladin's attention at the plate. Here's the 3-2. Dickey takes off, and Jensen fouls it to the left side over by the on-deck circle, where Trevor Werner waits. Well, yesterday, these teams had to ride out a 2-hour and 25-minute rain delay before we eventually got started at 2:30 p.m. We were originally set to go at 12:05. Today, though, the sun out, just a few wispy clouds above us. Jensen back in the box, ready for another 3-2 pitch. Saladin fires, and it's another foul ball, ricocheting off Bernal and rolling behind the home plate area. The breeze is blowing in from right field at the moment. Good chunk of fans showing up to the ballpark today. That picnic pavilion over the high right field wall almost entirely full. Here's a throw to first. Dickey back with a head first dive. Lots of red umbrellas scattered across the right field patio. Saladin, ready for another 3-2. The pitch. There goes Dickey, and Jensen grounds it to second. Moquette gobbles it up, leisurely throws over to first. Jensen's retired for the second out after a long at-bat that goes 8 pitches. So with the head start, Dickey is able to get into scoring position, and the inning-ending double play is avoided. And now Trevor Werner will look to come through with 2 outs. Werner, the Bandits' third baseman and the Royals' number 19 prospect per MLB Pipeline. Saladin works from the first base side of the rubber. A quick look at Jared Dickey, and now time called, and a pitch clock violation on Saladin. He was too focused on Dickey over at second base. He lost track of how much time he had. So Werner gets to start the at-bat more or less in a 1-0 count. Right-hander deals. There's a changeup for a strike on the outer half. Saladin, just 21 years old. He has been with the Cardinals since he signed as an international free agent out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic back in 2019. 1-1. Called strike, top of the zone with a fastball, and it's 1-2 on Werner. Trevor, 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Picked up a single for his series first hit back on Tuesday. Quad Cities with a man at second, two outs in the top of the first. Saladin looking to strand him. Right-hander fires home, and the fastball's taken high, 2-2. In terms of the velocity, Saladin's not really going to blow the fastball by you at his 92 to 94 range, but he induces quite a bit of vertical break out of an unusual arm slot. 2-2. Down and outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. He's got a little bit of Shota Imanaga in him, where the fastball looks a lot quicker than it actually is. And he pairs that with a bit of a funky delivery to throw off hitters. Here comes the 3-2 to Werner. Line drive under the diving glove of Curiali into left field. Dickey's around third base and will score standing up. Quad Cities takes a 1-0 lead in the first inning for the second straight ball game. Trevor Werner comes through in a 2-strike, 2-out situation. And how big was that head start from Dickey one at-bat ago? Got him into scoring position, and Werner comes through with RBI number 21 on the season. Inning extended now for Carson Rockefort, the left-handed hitting center fielder. He'll take a fastball above the zone for ball one. Nice to see that from Werner, who has been struggling here in the month of June. Sullivan holds him at first base. 1-0 pitch. Changeup tapped foul behind home. It's 1-1. Rockefort, on the other hand, has been having a bit of a renaissance in the month of June. He had a six-game on-base streak snapped last night, but his OPS is .779 in the month. 1-1. Missed outside with a changeup. 2-1. Plus, he has walked 15 times in 18 June games. A little more than half of his walks on the whole year have come in this month. Saladin's 2-1. Check swing, fastball up, no appeal, and it's 3-1. Well, you can already get a taste of what Saladin's strategy is. He is living at the top of the strike zone, sometimes above it, as has been the case to Rockefort. Now the 3-1. He drops a slider into the top half, and it's now a full count. So 3 straight full counts for Quad Cities hitters. Werner brought in Dickey with a 2-out single. And now we've got a balk on Saladin. That's his second miscue of the inning, and it will move Werner into scoring position. He had a pitch clock violation earlier in the frame. And now an opportunity for the Bandits to sneak across another 2-out tally. Right-hander resets. The 3-2 to Rockefort is lined sharply, but foul down the right field line, ricocheting off the seats and towards Chris Rotondo, who picks up the loose ball and throws it onto that heavily populated patio. He's in right with Juan Bincho in center, Alex Iadesernia in left. Saladin ready for another 3-2. First, he throws back to second, and Werner dives back safely. Curiali mans the hot corner today with Brody Moore at short, Darlene Moquette at second, and William Sullivan at first, the catcher Leonardo Bernal. Another 3-2. It's a swing and a miss on the slider. It's only the second or third time he's broken out that pitch in the inning, but it gets the job done, and Quad Cities only gets one in the top of the first. Nonetheless, the opening blow belongs to Quad Cities. It's a 1-0 lead for Hunter Owen, who trots out to the hill for the home half of the frame.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Darlene Saladin has his first career high A inning under his belt, but the Bandits also tag him for his first Midwest League run. A two-out RBI single off the bat of Trevor Werner has given QC starter Hunter Owen a 1-0 lead. Brody Moore leads it off against him in the bottom of the first. Lefty's first pitch is lined towards left field. Ramirez to his right won't get there. It bounces off his chest and rolls towards the track. And Moore cruises into second base. So the first pitch of the game for Owen is turned into a base hit. He only gave up one hit in seven scoreless innings last week against Great Lakes. Became the first River Bandits pitcher this year to post a seven-inning game. And somehow he did not win Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, despite giving up just three base runners and striking out four in seven scoreless innings. Early strike for Peoria as Juan Bincho now steps in and takes a breaking ball low and outside. It's going to be a straight-up double for Brody Moore, who was out of the lineup for Peoria yesterday, and it also didn't play on Tuesday. But he's got his 10th double of the season tonight. Left on left against Juan Bincho. Quad Cities with the corners in. 1-0. Cho bunts again. It's down the third baseline. Jensen picks it up, throws to first, but it's off Cho, and the ball goes into right field. Moore will score, and Cho slides into second without a throw. Brooks Conrad saying that there should be some kind of runner interference. Carter Jensen picked up the ball along the third baseline and fired down towards Chris Brito. But the ball hit Cho either off his helmet or the upper part of his back. And immediately Brito was pointing at Cho, saying he got in the way. But after a brief argument from Brooks Conrad, everything is going to stand. And that will be a throwing error on Carter Jensen, his fourth of the season. So just like that, the Chiefs have tied the game up on just three pitches. Bit of an unconventional first run, but a tie game nonetheless. Here's Leonardo Bernal, the switch hitter, and he swings through a slider for strike one. So we'll see what it's ruled here in terms of the error. Bernal, the Cardinals' number seven prospect. He swings at the 0-1 and chops it up the middle. That's where Jack Pineda's stationed. Second baseman picks it up off the dirt, throws over to first, and gets the first out. An aggressive start for Peoria, who struggled at the plate yesterday. They only scored one run on seven hits. But you got to tip your cap to Quad City's pitching staff, who did not allow a walk for the first time this season. So Cho moves up to third base on the 4-3 ground out. Chris Rotondo at the plate with one out. And first pitch swinging, he sends one over the suites out of the ballpark. A foul ball for strike one. Now Rotondo had himself a good game yesterday despite the Chiefs' low run total. He went 3-for-4 with three singles. His average on the year up to 299. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Owen gets it past him. It's nothing and two. So it looks like they are going to give Cho a bunt single, and then the error on Jensen allows him up to second base. Rotondo with a five-game hit streak, and even more impressively, a 17-game on-base streak rocking at the moment. He waves his bat out in front of him like a lightsaber and now holds it back. Owens 0-2. Foul tip back towards the screen off the top of the glove of Carter Jensen. There were three foul tips held onto for strikeouts yesterday, all by River Bandits pitching. Hunter Patterson, the starter, picked up a couple of those. A.J. Block also got one. Owen tries again, 0-2. The pitch is in the dirt, taken for ball one. Rotondo's average just a tick under 300 now. His OPS on the season at 891, which would be top three in the league, but he doesn't have enough at-bats. This is just his 20th game here in high A this year. 1-2. In around the hands. High, two balls, two strikes. Now, speaking of leaderboards, Hunter Owen is all over those on the pitching side of things. He ranks top 10 in the Midwest League in ERA, wins, innings pitched, opponent batting average, and whip. 2-2, another tapper foul behind home. Rotondo a bit upset. He didn't square it up better. Chiefs have tied the game at 1 in the bottom of the first inning. Brody Moore doubled on the first pitch thrown by Owen. Moved up to third base and eventually scored on the Wonbin Cho bunt. 2-2. Curveball got him looking. Strike three on the low inside corner, and Rotondo was not expecting that one. Owen pulls the string on that sneaky breaking ball, which has been a terrific asset for him this year. It's really only a pitch he'll throw six or seven times a game, but he usually breaks it out in situations where you never expect it. He now goes left on left against Alex Iadesurnia and starts him with a fastball in the low inside corner. Not only is it just a great pitch, but Owen uses the element of surprise to his advantage more often than not when it comes to its usage. 0-1 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Defensively for Quad Cities today, they've got Carson Rockeford stationed in center. Ramirez flanks him in left with Dickey in right field. The middle infield, Dickerson and Pineda at short and second. Trevor Werner's at third. Chris Brito's at first. Carter Jensen does the catching. 1-1, grounded to the right side. Brito plays the high hop, races towards first, and beats Iadesurnia to the bag to end the inning. Both teams with a run in the first. We're tied at one on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the second inning at Dozier Park, Chiefs and Bandits tied up at one. Spencer Nivens leads off the second inning and takes a called strike out of the hand of Darlene Saladin, the right-handed starter for the Peoria Chiefs, making his high A debut tonight. 0-1 on the way. Fastball up and in. Spencer leans out of the way. Just a bit of a scoring update for you. Juan Bincho originally ruled with a bunt single in the first inning. It was actually a sacrifice bunt as he was trying to move Brody Moore up before the error occurred. So still just one hit in the game for Peoria. 1-1. Changeup, low and inside. 2-1. Nivens, Dickerson, and Brito do up for Quad Cities. That is 6, 7, and 8 on Brooks Conrad's card. 2-1. Another one missed low. 3-1. And Saladin got Jack Pineda to start the game, but then Jared Dickey singled against him. 3-1. Popped up foul over the left side, just above the Bandits' dugout. After Dickey singled, Carter Jensen grounded out. And Saladin got Trevor Werner into a two-strike count, but Trevor singled into left field to score Dickey and give Quad Cities what wound up a brief 1-0 lead. 3-2 to Nivens. Low and inside for ball four. That is already the fourth full count for Quad Cities hitters today, and Nivens turns his into the game's first walk. Spencer with hits in three of his last four games. A walk to start tonight. He stands at first base for the right-handed hitting shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Saladin moves into the stretch, first pitch. Fastball down and away for ball one. For the Chiefs, they got their first run on just three pitches. Brody Moore doubled, and then Cho laid down that bunt. Got down to first base, but then the throw from Jensen hit him on the back. 1-0. That's high, 2-0. And it rolled towards right field, allowing Moore to score. Quad Cities lobbied for a moment that there was runner interference on Cho as he was making his way down the first baseline, but Travis Robertson, the home plate umpire, said, nope, it was clean. Throw it over to first, back with a dive, Nivens. Dickerson has generally had himself a really good month of June, but 0-for-4 last night makes him hitless in his last 11 at-bats. 2-0, down and away, 3 balls, no strikes. Saladin struggling with his command. Now 35 pitches, 18 strikes. Oftentimes you'll see a guy in his league debut kind of struggle in that first inning, but then settle in as the start moves along. The butterflies start to dissipate. 3-0 is high and inside to Dickerson, and he works a walk. Well, prior to this plate appearance, Dusty had not walked in 5 straight games. It was the longest walkless streak of his season. But he gets one here to push Nivens up to second base. And the back-to-back free passes to open the inning will send Rick Herrig out to the hill. He is filling in for the Chiefs' usual pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, who is away from the team right now. So for the Bandits, it'll be runners at first and second with nobody out in the top of the second inning. If you followed the game yesterday, you know that Quad Cities did all of their offensive damage within the first 2 frames. Bandits won yesterday 3-1. Scoring a run in the first and 2 in the second. Chiefs' arms would lock down the run column for the remainder of the ball game, but that's exactly what Quad City's pitching staff did the entire game. Chiefs only scored 1 unearned run in the entirety of the contest, and the Bandits picked up what would be their first win at Dozier Park in 8 games. They had a 7-game losing streak at this place coming into action yesterday. Meeting on the mound over, Chris Brito steps into the right-handed batter's box. Saladin's first pitch to him is a breaking ball chased in the dirt for a swinging strike one. Brito hit an even 300 for Single A Columbia before being called up to Quad Cities about 2 weeks ago. This is his 6th game here in High A. He is 3 for his first 17. 0-1, another breaking ball chased low. And it's snowballs, two strikes on the former Rutgers product. Brito rarely struck out with the Fireflies, but he has six in his first five high A games. Certainly a level adjustment to be made. Saladin looks to second base. Time is called, and it's going to be the second pitch clock violation of the ball game on Saladin. It's one ball, two strikes. He had a pitch clock violation while dealing to Jared Dickey in the first and also balked later in that frame. Here's the 1-2. Down and away with the curveball. And on the third try, Brito lays off. Chris, the son of Tilson Brito. Tilson played in 92 Major League games between Toronto and Oakland from 1996 to 97. He's got some good baseball genes in the family. He's brought his talents here to the Midwest League. 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. So he starts Brito out with three straight curveballs and then goes hard stuff at the base of the zone. Saladin pitches backwards for his game's second strikeout, and it's exactly what he needed after the first two hitters of the frame walked. So still men at first and second with one out. Bandits and Chiefs tied at one in the top of the second inning. Here's the left-handed bat of Gene Ramirez. First pitch outside for ball one. A couple of guys from Dominican Republic. Gene is from Mao. Saladin from San Pedro de Macorís. Right-hander looks back towards Nivens. Now the high fastball is taken for ball two. Darlene's just 21 years old. Won't turn 22 until December. His 2-0 on the way. Curveball taken for a strike, top of the zone. Ramirez didn't look like he was expecting that. It's game number 27 of the year for Gene. Albeit a small sample size, he's swinging it quite well in June. A long pause, now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball chased high and away. It's two balls and two strikes. And it looks like Rick Herrig may have told him to start out with the off-speed and then integrate the fastball later in the at-bat. May have been leaning on it a little bit too much in that first inning, and Quad Cities was ready for it. That's, of course, the big pitch on the scouting report. But now he's pitching backwards to good effect. 2-2, poked off the end of the bat, foul over towards Cody Schindler in the home broadcast booth. Gene's the nine-hole hitter for Quad Cities today. On the season, batting just 198, but in June, he's 8-for-23. That's an average of 348. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Saladin after the two walks. And whether or not my speculation is correct, whatever Rick Herrig told the young right-hander seems to be working so far. Still men at first and second for Quad Cities, now with two outs and Jack Pineda at the plate. First pitch swing and he pops one off the hands on the third base side. Kiriali chases it into foul territory and will make the catch to end the inning. A nice bounce back from Saladin. Back-to-back walks to open the frame, then back-to-back Ks and a pop-up of one of Quad Cities' hottest hitters. We go to the bottom of the second, still tied up at one on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. The second at Dozer Park, Kyle Kercheval, welcome you back to Game 3 of this six-game set between Quad Cities and Peoria. Darlene Saladin gave up back-to-back walks in the top of the second inning, but then stranded them both with three straight outs. Hunter Owen looking for his first scoreless inning, pitching to Darlene Moquette. First pitch, down the middle for a called strike. 6, 7, and 8 due up for Patrick Anderson's crew. That's the second baseman, then Curiali and Sullivan, 0-1. Swing and a miss, good slider, nothing in two. Owen only gave up one hit in that first inning. His very first pitch of the game was doubled into left field by Brody Moore, and he would come around to score on a sack bunt and an error two pitches later. Left-hander's 0-2, fastball taken high, Moquette holds up. Darlene was 1-for-3 yesterday with a single. He scored the Chiefs' only run, coming in on a Toveline ground ball later in the inning. 1-2. Chopper to the left side. Warner leaps behind the bag, sets his feet, throws to first, but it's not in time. Moquette is too quick. Really nice effort from Trevor Werner. Even Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs' manager, giving him some props over on the left side of the diamond. But Moquette is one of the guys on this Chiefs roster who's going to find a way to beat those out, even with Werner's cannon for an arm. So that's the second hit of the game for Peoria. They've got back-to-back inning opening hits. Michael Curiali now at the plate. The right-handed hitter takes a called strike. Michael playing in his 47th game for Peoria this year, hitting just 209. After he led single-A Palm Beach in hits last year. Owens 0-1. Slide step delivery and a swing and a miss on a very good changeup. It's nothing in two. Curiali played in 110 games for the Palm Beach Cardinals last year. That mark and the hit total led St. Louis's single-A affiliate. Deep breath from Owen. 0-2. Shanked foul off the facade on the right side. Hunter Owen never pitched at the single-A level. He went straight from his college career at Vanderbilt up here to Quad Cities. A fourth-round pick by the Royals last year. Another 0-2. Scorched deep to left field. Ramirez looks up, and he's just going to watch it land on the berm. Michael Curiali with his sixth home run of the year, and Peoria jumps in front for the first time today. It is 3-1 on a two-run homer. A mislocation in a two-strike count. That was just an off-speed pitch left right down the middle, and Curiali most definitely did not miss it. That's the first home run of the series. Nobody out, nobody on for William Sullivan now, who takes a strike at the base of the zone. Owens only thrown 5 balls in the game. 0-1. High and tight. There's number 6. 1-1. Second to last strike, though, not a good one for Owen. That home run he allowed, his fifth of the season. Sullivan chops one foul to the left side. One ball, two strikes. Speaking of homers, Sullivan's a guy that has just blistering pop, but he's only homered twice in 39 games this year. Man, he's really struggled with high A Peoria. Owens 1-2. Fastball right there, a called strike three. It brushes up on the inner half of the zone, and Owen responds to the homer nicely with his game's second strikeout. So for Sullivan, that's already strikeout number 52 in 40 games. And it brings up Joshua Baez, the DH. Baez having himself a nice stretch right now. He has hit in three straight ball games and is five for his last 11. First pitch swing, and he sends one to left field. Gene Ramirez, though, drifts back a few steps, makes the catch, and there are two gone. I think Baez wrapped around that one just a little bit. A hair out in front, and it hangs up for Ramirez. So after the homer, back-to-back outs for Owen. And it's back to the top of the card for Brody Moore, who doubled to start the home half of the first inning. Lefty's first pitch. Hit towards right field near the corner. Dickey ranging over, and it's just foul to the right of the chalk. That was inches away from what would have been at least another double for Moore. A very quick runner who inside outed one over by the Chiefs bullpen. Fortunately for Quad Cities, though, it just winds up a souvenir for some kids on the right field berm. 3-1 Peoria in the bottom of the second inning. Moore back into the box. Owen with a fresh baseball. Left-hander deals out of the wind. And the fastball's chopped to the left side. Werner, the third baseman, cuts it off, throws on the move to first, and ends the inning. Chiefs, though, in front for the first time today. They've scored in each of the first two frames and take a 3-1 lead on Michael Chiarelli's two-run blast. We're off to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Michael Chiarelli's two-run homer has given Peoria its first lead in 2 days. They lead 3-1 going to the third. Bandits looking to respond with the 2-3 and 4 hitters on their lineup card. Right-hander Darlene Saladin back out there. First pitch to Jared Dickey is a breaking ball spun high and away, 1-0. Dickey has one of Quad City's first two hits, a single back in the first inning. He went the opposite way. 1-0. He tries to pull this one, but fouls it off the hands over the backstop. It's the first season in high A for the former Volunteer. Dickey is batting an even 250 in now 60 games with a 749 OPS. Saladin kicks and deals again. Breaking ball is a called strike in the low outside corner. And it's 1-2. A clear 180 in the strategy for Saladin, who in the first inning was very fastball heavy, doing his usual thing, working towards the top of the zone. But now he's really emphasized the curveball. He goes fastball 1-2 and throws it in the dirt. Dickey lays off to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But just because you've thrown Saladin off his plan A doesn't mean he's out of the game. That's for sure. The pitch. Shot over the left side. Dickey stays alive. There's a reason Saladin was arguably the best pitcher in the Florida State League before his promotion. Just a 1.95 ERA with single A Palm Beach. Another 2-2. Wave and a miss. Dickey chases high and outside for strike three. That is the fourth K of the ball game for Saladin. And three of the last 4 outs he's picked up have come by way of the punchy. So one down in the top of the third. It brings up Carter Jensen. River Bandits catcher bounced out to second his first time up after a lengthy at-bat. First pitch, fastball, low inside corner for a called strike. Jensen hitting in the low 200s in the month of June. The pitch popped up over the third base dugout and out of play into the seats. He was a top 10 hitter in the Midwest League for the vast majority of the first half, but fell off right at the end, still having himself a very good season. 0-2. Called strike three. Again, the low inside corner, and Saladin is starting to get comfortable now. Back-to-back strikeouts, and he's most definitely getting more confident as well. You can just see it with how quickly he's getting the ball back from Bernal and firing it towards the plate again. Trevor Werner tagged him for an RBI single in the first. He's up again and now swings through a slider for strike one. All of a sudden, Saladin has totally opened up the toolbox and every pitch seems to be working. 0-1. Slider down and outside. 1-1. Werner batting 154 in his first season of high A. 5 homers and 20 driven in. The pitch. Changeup in the low outside corner, a called strike two. Correction, Werner now at 21 RBIs after bringing in Quad City's lone run in the first. He'll ask for a time ahead of the 1-2 pitch. Saladin was already set to throw, but Werner makes him wait just a bit longer. Now the former Aggies back in the box. 1-2 pitch. Chopper fouled to the left side, out in front of a curveball, but Werner does a good job getting a piece. 3-1 Chiefs in the top of the third inning. Darlene Saladin in his high A debut, already with 5 strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings. Another 1-2. A line drive towards deep right field. Rotondo back a few steps. He'll make the catch, though, and end the inning before tossing the souvenir into the seats. It's the first 1-2-3 frame for Darlene Saladin as a Peoria Chief. He's got 5 strikeouts under his belt as we go to the home half of the third. 3-1 Peoria on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
bottom of the third inning here at Dozer Park. Peoria with a 3-1 lead in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hunter Owen has given up a run in each of his first two innings. He's given up three total in the ballgame, including the Curiale homer. Owen has not given up more than one earned run across his last 11 innings entering tonight, but the Chiefs have gotten to him early. Juan Bincho leads it off in the bottom of the third, takes Lowen inside for a ball. 2-3 and 4-2 up. Cho was the man who laid down that bunt, which eventually turned into a Chiefs run in the first. 1-0, a sharp hopper over to short, snagged with a backhand by Dickerson. He sets his feet, throws to first, and gets Cho for out number one. Juan Bin retired. He has yet to extend an on-base streak that's stuck at 11 games. And he trots back towards the first base dugout. One away, nobody on for Leonardo Bernal, the switch-hitting catcher. Getting a chance to play against a lefty today, which he really enjoys. First pitch. Fastball slapped into the screen for strike one. Two nights ago, against Henry Williams, a right-handed starter. He went 1-for-2 with a single and a couple of walks. 0-1 pitch. Just low with a changeup, 1-1. Yesterday, against the lefty Hunter Patterson, he was 0-for-3, but did single against Ben Sears late in the ballgame. 1-1. Chopper towards Dusty. He misplays the short hop, and it skips over his glove into left field. Tough hop for Dickerson, but probably one he should have at the very least knocked down. And instead, it's going to be a one-out base runner for Peoria. We'll see how the official scorer rules this one. If it's an error on Dickerson, it will be his team-leading 10th of the season. But they are going to give the Chiefs a hit. So one out, one man on for Chris Rotondo. The pitch. Popped foul over the right side. It's strike one. Rotondo has a 5-game hit streak and a 17-game on-base streak working. The on-base streak, the second longest for a Peoria Chiefs hitter this year. And it's also the second longest active mark in the Midwest League, trailing South Bend's Parker Chavers, who has a 24-game on-base streak. 0-1. Called strike low outside corner. Now nothing and two. Owen took care of him in the first inning. Struck him out looking for one of his game's 2Ks. Bandits lead the Midwest League with 58 double plays turned this year. Owen could use a ground ball for one right now. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball left field over to his left. Gene Ramirez, he'll make the catch and bluff a throw back to first as Bernal retreats. Second out recorded. Good job by Rotondo to keep that one off the ground. Kind of scooped it off the low outside corner. Had a pretty good swing on it, but an out nonetheless. And now Alex Iadesernia, the Chiefs left fielder, goes left on left. Owens pitch. Low and inside. It was the curveball. Owen, 6'5", 235 pounds, according to the book. Born in Edgewood, Kentucky, but raised in Maine, a graduate of South Portland High School. 1-0. Low and inside. Jensen stabs the wayward fastball. 2-0. After his high school career, he attended Vanderbilt. Went 4-0 with a 3.52 ERA for the Commodores in his junior season. 2-0 pitch. Chopper foul that caught a piece of Iadesernia's foot. It's 2-1. When he's not playing baseball, Owen, a devout member of his church community, at least back in his college days, but often volunteer locally on behalf of youth baseball programs. Also had himself a 3.9 GPA. 2-1. Runner takes off, swing and a miss at home. Jensen's throw to second in plenty of time as Dickerson slaps the tag on Bernal to end the inning. He is caught stealing for the fourth time this year, and Owen gets out of the third unscathed. He faces the minimum as we go to the fourth. Chiefs in front, 3-1. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Ready to fire up the middle third of today's ball game. The Peoria Chiefs with a 3-1 lead over Quad Cities. Bandits to the plate to start the fourth, led off by Carson Rockefort, who takes a called strike one. Darlene Saladin really struggled through his first inning as a member of the Chiefs, but boy, has he settled down since. 0-1, curveball low and inside, 1-1. He started out the second inning with back-to-back walks, but since then has retired six in a row, including four of his five strikeouts. 1-1, broken bat blooper towards right field. Into foul territory goes Sullivan, leaning on the tarp. He'll watch it go out of his reach, landing in the fourth row for a souvenir. Rockefort will get himself a new bat. It's handed to him by Spencer Nivens, who waits on deck. Dustin Dickerson in the hole. A Chiefs scored in each of the first two innings to take this 3-1 lead. They got a one-out single from Leonardo Bernal in their half of the third, but he was caught stealing second to end the inning and help Hunter Owen post his first zero. Rockefort back in the box. Saladin's 1-2 fastball is high. Two balls, two strikes. To complete three innings, he's thrown 65 pitches. He fires, and Rockefort scorches it foul to the right side off the padded fencing in the Chiefs bullpen, and the count holds. The former Ragin' Cajun is hitting right at the Mendoza line this year with six homers and 31 driven in. He was 0-for-4 yesterday. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Saladin picks up his sixth strikeout and his second of Rockefort. Just a correction on the note for Rock. 0-for-3 yesterday with a sacrifice fly. Saladin takes care of him here, and it brings up Nivens. Spencer, an outfielder, but serving as the Bandits' DH today. Third baseman Kiriali cheats in as Nivens takes a strike on the inner half. For Spencer, this is his first game as the designated hitter. 0-1. Low and inside, one ball, one strike. Normally, this spot occupied by Carter Jensen. The pitch. Just low and away. It's 2-1. Jensen has been the DH in even 30 times. That ties Cale Emshoff for the most appearances there. But, of course, Cale is now in Northwest Arkansas. 2-1. Chopped foul over towards the first base side. Nice stop by assistant hitting coach Chris Corbett. Quad Cities basically uses that DH role as a chance to get Jensen off his feet defensively. Another 2-2 pitch, chopped foul off the first base dugout. And now that Emshoff is in double A. Guys like Spencer Nivens can start to use it for a break from the field. The pitch. Ground ball over to the first base side. Sullivan stabs it to his left, races over to first, and retires Nivens 3 unassisted. And that is now 8 in a row retired for Darlene. Boy, has he gotten comfortable. Shortstop Dustin Dickerson now striding towards the dish. And Nivens sent 3 straight baseballs to the right side of the diamond. Third one was fair, but right at the Chiefs' first baseman. First toss to Dusty. It's high, ball one. Dickerson, 6'1", 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Mississippi. 1-0, high, 2 balls, no strikes. Worked himself a walk in the second inning and was the last River Bandits base runner to reach. The 2-0. Ground ball to the left side. That's going to squeak in between Kiriali and Moore and into left field. Dickerson needed that one. A seeing eye single snaps an 0 for 11. And a string of 8 in a row retired by Saladin. So Dickerson has snapped his hitless streak and his walkless streak with his first 2 plate appearances tonight. And he puts a man on for the first baseman, Chris Brito, another right-handed hitter. Saladin's first pitch, a curveball that drops onto the outer half for a called strike. Brito went down swinging against Saladin back in the second. Darlene threw 3 straight curveballs and then got him on the K with the fastball. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Again, Brito fooled by that curveball. Almost the exact same Uncle Charlie he threw earlier in this game to him. 2 outs, runner at first. Right-hander picks over to Dickerson, who dives back safely ahead of Sullivan's tag. Chiefs are out hitting the Bandits 4-3. They have both of the game's 2 extra base hits, the Brody Moore double and the Kiriali 2-run homer. Now the 0-2. Dickerson takes off, pitches high and away, throw to second, got him by a mile. Bernal throws out Dickerson trying to steal. He is nabbed for the 3rd time this year. And at the very least, it'll give Brito a mulligan when we get to the 5th. Chiefs up 3-1. We're through 3.5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Chiefs coming back to the plate for the bottom of the 4th inning. They lead Quad Cities 3-1 in game 3 of this series, a set that's currently tied up at 1 win apiece. Chiefs got the win on Tuesday, a rain-shortened game that wound up in 8-1 victory for Peoria. Alex Iadesurnia leads off the bottom of the 4th today and sends a high fly ball to shallow center, but that's a can of corn for Rockefort. He puts it away for a quick first down. Yesterday, Mother Nature got to us again, but in a different way. It was before the game. And after the Chiefs and Bandits waited 2.5 hours, we finally got started. And after the game's final out, it was Quad Cities with a 3-1 victory. Chiefs lead by that score tonight. One out, nobody on for Darlene Moquette. Right-handed hitting second baseman will take Hine away for ball one. Quad City starter Hunter Owen threw his first zero of the ball game back in the third. His 1-0 home. Ground ball down the left field line. Foul over towards the Bandits bullpen. Ramirez will chase it down and throw it into the seats. Moquette has one of Peoria's four hits. He is a leadoff single in the second inning. He hit one down the line just like he did there, but that one was a chopper. Trevor Werner almost threw him out, but it wound up an infield single. 1-1 slapped over the right side. Correction, the 1-2 pitch fouled off, and the count holds. Moquette has struck out twice in each of his last three ball games, but fighting valiantly here to avoid number one. Owen's pitch, the curveball, fouled off Jensen towards the first base on deck circle. That is only the third time Owen has thrown that pitch today. And just like I mentioned earlier, he loves to catch you by surprise. Caught Chris Rotondo looking back in the first with it. Another 1-2. Another curveball, but that one is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. What a take for Moquette. That could very well be the first time this season Hunter Owen has thrown back-to-back curveballs. Southpaw shakes off the first sign from Jensen. Now likes the second, but Moquette wants timeout and will step out of the box to adjust his bright red batting gloves. Moquette has about as much red on as you could possibly have with the Chiefs alternate jerseys. 2-2. Bloop towards right field. Dickey, though, right there. He'll make the catch. Boy, that one had a ton of backspin on it. And it just floated over to the right fielder for the second out. Thought Jared was going to have to charge in, but he read it much better than I did. And thank goodness for Quad Cities. He makes the catch. There are two gone. And here's Kiri Alley, the man who gave Peoria the lead with a 2-run homer in the second inning. He stands very still in the box as Owen fires, and he sends one back up the middle for a base hit. Kiri Alley, a wide turnaround first, but he's not hunting two. Rockeford sends it in towards Dickerson, and it's a 2-out single for Kiri Alley. So just when it looked like Owen was going to face the minimum for the second straight inning, the Chiefs' third baseman passes the torch to the first baseman, William Sullivan. One of the few left-on-left matchups we'll see tonight. 2 outs, runner at first. Owen kicks and fires. Fastball is down and in for ball one. Hunter coming off an unbelievable start last week against Grey Lakes. Earned the win with 7 scoreless innings. 1-0. Slide step, another fastball, and misses in the exact same spot, low and inside. Owen not happy about it as he swipes down on the ball as Jensen throws it back towards him. 3-1 lead for the Chiefs in their half of the fourth inning. Quad Cities will have 8-9-1 due up in the fifth. 2-0. Skied towards left center field and shallow. Shortstop Dickerson is going to call everybody off and make the catch to end the inning. So nothing comes of the 2-out single. Hunter Owen has posted back-to-back scoreless frames, but Quad Cities still trails. We're through four. It is 3-1 Peoria on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Women Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the fifth inning at Dozier Park. Kyle Kercheval welcoming you back to this Thursday night edition of Midwest League Baseball. Wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you joining us. Quad Cities back to the plate, looking at a 3-1 deficit. Brito, Ramirez, and Pineda do up against Darlene Saladin, who continues his high A debut. He'll start Chris Brito high and away with a curveball, 1-0. Brito is at the plate. When the top of the fourth inning ended, 1-0. Tapped foul off the end of the stick towards the first base dugout. He found himself in a two-strike count. Dustin Dickerson tried to steal second base, though, and was gunned down in the midst of Brito's AB, so he gets a mulligan. 1-1, down and away, two balls, one strike. Saladin gave up a couple of hits and his lone run in the first inning. Since then, he has been locked down. He has already struck out six. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Boy, Brito is having all kinds of difficulties with that curveball. He looks over to Brooks Conrad in the third base coach's box, who holds his hands out, trying to get him to relax. Saladin fires again, and this time Brito lays off the Uncle Charlie in the dirt for ball three. Chris has chased that four or five times already today. Let's see what Saladin goes to here. The payoff pitch, it was the curveball left up, lined on one hop to short. Moore plays it perfectly, throws to first, and gets the out. Well, we saw Dustin Dickerson unable to play the short hop there a couple innings ago. And Moore just showed him how it was done. A perfect pickup on the short hop to his left. So Brito's retired for the second time in his many at-bats tonight. The bases are clear, and there's one out for Gene Ramirez. He fakes a bunt and takes a strike on the low inside corner. Per usual, Gene playing mind games. Loves to fake the bunt, slap the bunt, you name it. The pitch. Fastball high, 1-1. Ramirez struck out swinging back in the second inning. Third baseman Kiriali cheating in. 1-1, wave and a miss. Slider chased in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Ramirez with a .348 average in the month of June. A month where he has three of his season's four doubles. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another slider and another strikeout for Saladin. Number seven in 4 2/3. And he's made his way to the top of the Bandits lineup card for the third time. Jack Pineda striding in. Jack 0-2 with a ground ball and a pop-up today. Left-handed hitter will take just outside for ball one. Pineda is doing a great job as Quad City's one-hole hitter lately. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball got past him. Pineda's got a six-game hit streak in which he's batting 9-25, and his 11-game on-base streak is the third longest for any Bandits hitter this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball chased in the dirt. Man, Quad Cities is having all kinds of problems with that pitch, and it's one that Saladin in single A rarely went to. A guy that was 80% of the time throwing his fastball or his changeup, and tonight those two pitches have barely been used. 1-2, slider called strike three at the top of the zone. Pineda voices his displeasure with Travis Robertson's strike zone, but Darlene Saladin loves it. He has got eight strikeouts in 5 1-run innings. Chiefs lead 3-1, going to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Halfway through game three of this six-game series, the Chiefs in front of Quad Cities 3-1. It has been this score since the end of the second inning. Joshua Baez leads off the home half of the fifth inning for Peoria and will take a pitch outside from Hunter Owen for ball one. Quad Cities starter gave up all three Chiefs runs in the first two innings but has posted a pair of consecutive zeros since. 1-0. Baez lines it sharply, foul into Quad City's bullpen. Strike one. Baez, 5 for his last 12 at the plate with two doubles. Picked up one of those in each of the first two games this week, including an RBI two-bagger on Tuesday. Here's the Southpaws 1-1. That's high, 2-1. Well, the story of the night has been Darlene Saladin, the starting pitcher for Peoria. His high A debut has gone swimmingly. 2-1 to Baez. High and outside, 3-1. Saladin struggled through his first inning plus, but then after a mound visit from stand-in pitching coach Rick Herrig in the second inning, found the magic touch. He's given up just one run in five innings with eight strikeouts. 3-1. Owen missed low for ball four, and he is also now upset with Travis Robertson's strike zone. Jack Pineda was unhappy about a called strike in the last half inning, and now it's Owen wondering where that pitch is for him. So Baez works a leadoff walk. That is Quad City's first walk issued since Tuesday. They didn't walk anybody yesterday. And Owen had not issued a free pass since the bottom of the fifth tonight. Man at first, no one out for Brody Moore, the shortstop. Pickoff throw over to first. Baez back with a dive. Peoria has the bullpen active for the first time tonight. A lefty has stood up down there. Owen, another throw to first, and that almost gets away from Brito. It's Nathaniel Heredia getting loose. He is one of just three left-handed pitchers on this Chiefs roster, and he is the only left-handed pitcher out of the bullpen. Now the first pitch to Moore, a called strike one. Brody now has a five-game hit streak, a stretch where he is 6-for-17. He extended it with a first-inning double today. 0-1. Fastball shanked over the dugout. Look out. That is into the seats, and it looks to be a harmless foul ball. Oh, man, that was hit hard. No balls, two strikes. Moore asks for a timeout. A native of Oneonta, Alabama. Always think of Oneonta, New York, just outside of Cooperstown, but no. more a Southern boy. He'll ask for time, taking the helmet off his head and whipping his long hair back. Now he's ready to go. 0-1 sets, 0-2. High and away. Jensen bluffs a snap throw to first, and Baez scampers back. Hunter is on the hook for three runs through four-plus innings today, two of them earned. The only run Quad Cities gave up yesterday was unearned. One, two. Curveball high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. It's the first time Owen has not been able to locate that curve where he's wanted to today. Like we've talked about, it's really only a pitch he'll throw six or seven times a game, but he's utilized it a little more tonight. 2-2, two more is popped up over by the first base dugout. Chris Brito eyes it near the fence, reaches up and makes the catch right in front of the stairs. He thought for a moment he needed to lean over that railing, but that was not needed. Moore pops up for the first out. And with Baez still at first base, the center fielder Juan Bincho strides to the plate. He is one of four Cardinals top 30 prospects in the lineup for Patrick Anderson today. 0-1 with a sack bunt in the first and then a ground out to short in the third inning. Left on left, Owen's pitch is low and inside with the fastball. Cho, a native of Seongnam, Korea. He is the first ever player from Asia, the first ever amateur player from Asia to sign with St. Louis, believe it or not. 1-0. Fouled into the netting. One ball, one strike. Cho is hitting .223 this year with two homers and 16 RBIs. He strikes out quite a bit. He is second on the team with 72. But that's also a product of the amount of at-bats he has because he's almost always at the top of the lineup. 1-1. Runner takes off. A line drive goes to left field. Ramirez almost has it go over his head, but he makes the catch and fires it back in. Baez retreats safely. Not sure what the issue was there for Ramirez. And now the second baseman, Jack Pineda, talking with Evan Anderson, the field umpire. Pineda looks defensive about what? Not exactly sure. So Jack starts backing up towards his usual position while Evan Anderson leans on his knees as he watches Leonardo Bernal step into the box. Hunter Owen goes back to work. First pitch. Popped up on the first base side again. Brito's not going to have space this time. It's a souvenir for strike one. Chiefs with a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hunter Owen trying to post his third straight scoreless frame as the offense tries to catch up. Bandits bats have just one run on three hits, and two of those hits came in the first inning. 0-1 to Bernal. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss at home. Throw to second base. Got him! Carter Jensen throws out his second would-be base stealer of the ball game. He gets some nice help on the tag from Pineda. And that sends us to the top of the sixth inning. Chiefs with a 3-1 lead over Quad Cities. Nathaniel Heredia coming in out of Peoria's bullpen when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Start of the sixth inning at Dozier Park. Likely good news for Quad Cities. Darlene Saladin, the chief starter, has hit the showers, and it's Nathaniel Heredia now towing the rubber. Heredia's first pitch to Jared Dickey is down and away for ball one. Dickey tried to throw him off by showing bunt, but never really had any intention of offering at it. Dickey, Jensen, and Werner do up. Heredia's 1-0. Is sent foul over the screen for a strike. Saladin, really good in his high A debut. He gave up just one run in five innings and allowed three hits and two walks while striking out eight. Dickey, 1-for-2 with a single and one of those Ks. 1-1. Called strike, low outside corner with a fastball. 1-2. Heredia is making his 16th appearance of the season for the Chiefs, all of them out of the bullpen. He's now in his fourth year with high A Peoria. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Dickey with an awkward cut chased the slider down and away. That is the ninth strikeout of the ballgame for Quad Cities and the first out for Heredia. And Nathaniel from the same city in the Dominican Republic as the starter Saladin, San Pedro de Macorís. He is 6'4", 235 pounds. He's been in the Cardinals system since 2018. Now left on left against Carter Jensen. The fastball is at the base of the zone, taken for strike one. Heredia, 23 years old, working out of the stretch despite there being nobody on. 0-1. Slider bends into the inner half, a called strike two. And Jensen falls behind quickly. Carter with an 0-for-2 start to the day, including a strikeout in the third inning. That means that Jensen has struck out in 12 straight games, his longest strikeout streak in high A. 0-2. Strike three, outer half with the heater. And Jensen looked overmatched that entire at-bat. And that very rarely happens. Wow. So Heredia has come in and struck out two left-handed hitters like it was nothing. And now he gets a righty in Trevor Werner, who is responsible for the only Bandits run with his first inning RBI single. First pitch, right down Main Street, a called strike. Nobody's warming up in the Bandits bullpen. Hunter Owen has thrown 68 pitches through five frames, and he'll go out for the sixth, looking for yet another quality start. 0-1, foul to the screen. Nothing and two. Bandits looking for their 18th quality start of the year. It would be Owen's team leading sixth. He already leads the way with five. Not far behind him, Ben Kuderna and Steven Zoback, who have four. 0-2 to Werner. Inside, and it got him right across the legs. Skips off his shins into the glove of Bernal. And the only thing that could stop Heredia in that inning was himself. And he plunks Werner to extend the inning. That is just the second time Trevor's been hit this year, even though he's had over 200 at-bats for Quad Cities. Now it's another left-on-left matchup with Carson Rockefort in the box. And he'll take outside 1-0. Rock has struck out in both of his first two at-bats, both times swinging against Saladin. 1-0. Slider just outside. It's 2-0. We're in the top of the sixth at Dozier Park. Chiefs with a 3-1 lead over Quad Cities. Winner of tonight's game improves to .500 in the second half. 2-0. Low for ball three. Seemingly out of nowhere, Heredia has tossed three straight pitches out of the strike zone. Werner's at first, held on by Sullivan. Heredia fires, and it's low and away for ball four. Rockefort now with 16 walks in 19 games in the month of June. Helps make up for his 0-for-2 start by extending the sixth inning, at least the top half of it. It brings up Spencer Nivens, another left-on-left matchup for Heredia. Like I said, he is the only southpaw in the Chiefs' bullpen. First pitch, down and away, ball one. In some ways, I guess it's good for Quad Cities that he's pitching tonight because it means that it's unlikely he would pitch again until Sunday, if at all. And the Bandits lineup is filled with left-handed hitters on a nightly basis. Now a mound visit for Peoria. No coach involved, just the catcher Bernal and the second baseman Moquete out to talk with Nathaniel. Spencer Niven stretching out outside the left-handed batter's box, ready to step back in. Werner's at second, Rockefort's at first. Both of those two reached after Heredia began the inning with back-to-back Ks, and they were convincing ones at that. He got Carter Jensen on just three pitches and punched him out looking. How often does that happen? Both parties ready to continue. 1-0 to Nivens is hit high in the air towards right center field. That's going to hang up. Cho and Rotondo over there. The center fielder takes charge and makes the catch in the alley to end the inning. The Bandits are held off the board for the fifth straight frame. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 3-1 Chiefs.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Hunter Owen works into the sixth inning for the sixth time this season. The 22-year-old lefty has been huge for Quad Cities this year in eating up innings. He has made 12 appearances and 11 starts for Quad Cities. And not including tonight, he's thrown over 60 innings. Leonardo Bernal leads off the home half of the sixth for Peoria and will take a called strike one. Chiefs have a 3-1 lead over Quad Cities. The Bandits had two base runners reach with two outs against Nathaniel Heredia, but he got Nivens to fly out and end the threat. 0-1, bouncer back up the middle off Owen, ricocheting to the left side. No play as Werner chases it down in foul territory. I think Owen's okay. It got him right on the ankle. Neither Brooks Conrad nor Nevin Dominguez, the trainer out of the third base dugout, until now. Owen walking a little bit gingerly as he makes his way to the top of the hill. And he is not waving off anyone from the coaching staff as Brooks, Nevin, and Derek Lewis, the pitching coach, go to check on him. Owen looks like he's in a little bit of pain, pointing towards his calf area. Owen wiggling it about, standing in the middle of a circle made by Quad City's infield and the coaches. Carter Jensen, though, going to run behind home plate to receive a few practice throws. And the issue here is that right leg is the plant leg for him. And if that ankle is not sturdy, then it could lead to some troubles, obviously physically, but also mentally. If you're not confident in your mechanics, then usually doesn't bode well. But after just a couple of throws, Owen gives a thumbs up to Brooks Conrad. And the staff will make its way back to the dugout. And the infield will set up for Chris Rotondo. So good to see. Bernal safe over at first base with a leadoff single, the Chiefs' sixth hit of the ball game. Right-handed hitting Rotondo will chase the slider in the dirt for strike one. Pitch count for Owen now at an even 70. 49 of them have gone for a strike. Per usual, he's working well in the zone. He's only given up one walk today. 0-1, slide step. Slider missed low for ball one. Bernal has tried to steal second already once today, but Carter Jensen threw him out trying to do so back in the third. Jensen's thrown out two would-be base stealers tonight. 1-1, chopped foul down the third baseline near the Bandits bullpen, where Quad Cities has gotten a right-hander up. It's the 23-year-old Chase Isbell starting to get loose. Rotondo with three hits yesterday, but 0 for 2 today. Owens got him in a 1-2 hole, the pitch. Curveball down and in, off Jensen. Up for second goes Bernal. The throw goes into center field. Bernal on his way to third base. The throw from center not in time, and it almost gets away from Trevor Werner. And taking a look over by where Jensen was, he has torn up a huge piece of grass to the left of the home plate area. He got his cleat stuck in something, and it caused an errant throw. And it's going to be the second error of the game on Jensen. Just the third time this season a River Bandit has committed multiple errors in the game. First time Jensen has done so. He now has five on the season. So the infield in for Quad Cities, a 2-2 count on Rotondo. Owen's pitch is lined into center field. That's going to score the run. Rockefeller plays it on a hop. It's 4-1 Chiefs. Well, the effort from Hunter Owen's been really good today. Peoria has not had many opportunities to score, but both times Quad Cities has committed an error, the Chiefs have taken advantage and plated at least one run. It's all about situational hitting. Rotondo now with a six-game hit streak and an 18-game on-base streak after the RBI poke. Alex Iadesurnia now up, and he chases low for strike one. Rotondo now with 11 RBIs in 20 games. Owen's pitch count now over 75. Throw to first. Backstanding Rotondo. No tag from Chris Brito. That's the first run in our ball game since the second inning. That was the two-run homer off the bat of Michael Chiarelli. These are two offenses who have generally struggled this year. Peoria, though, fantastic in June. A one. Check swing. Pitch down and away. He appeals, and it's a swinging strike. Travis Robertson asks for the assistance of Evan Anderson, and it's now an 0-2 count on Iadesurnia, who is 0 for 2 to start the ballgame. Chase Isbell continuing to warm up in Quad City's bullpen as Owen fires the two-strike pitch and misses low. Iadesurnia does not chase. Alex, a seventh-round pick back in 2022. Playing in his 43rd game for Peoria this year, now in his second season at the high A level. Owen takes a deep breath, pauses just above the belt, again throws over to first, and back standing up Rotondo. Owen paying especially a close attention to him. He's swiped four bags in six tries this year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but remember, he's just played in now 20 games this year. Pitch clock down to four. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a strikeout for Owen. And the second out, rather the first out of the inning. That's only the third K for Hunter. Brooks Conrad, for the moment, staying put in the third base dugout. He's going to let Owen throw his 80th pitch against Darlene Moquette. Chiefs second baseman, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored today. First pitch. High fly, deep towards left field. Ramirez turns, adjusts, looks, and watches it go. Second home run of the ball game for the Chiefs, and number 4 on the year for Darlene Moquette. Today is the day to be named Darlene. Saladin, the starter with 8 strikeouts and 5 innings of one-run ball. Moquette now 2-for-3 with a 2-run homer. And all of a sudden, the Chiefs have a 6-1 lead. And that may be the end of the night for Hunter Owen. Sure enough, Brooks Conrad on his way out to the hill as Jensen converses with the lefty. So the Bandits will be making a pitching change in the bottom of the 6th. Right-hander Chase Isbell will come on to face the lefty, William Sullivan. Be right back with you after the pause. Chiefs lead by 5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Peoria has its largest lead of the night. A 2-run homer off the bat of Darlene Moquette puts the Chiefs up 6-1 and ends the evening for Hunter Owen. Quad City's lefty gives up 6 runs, 5 earned in 5 1/3. And he passes the ball off now to Chase Isbell, the right-hander, facing Michael Chiarelli. First pitch swing, and it's hit well towards right center field. Rockeford sprinting into the alley, reaches up in front of the warning track, and makes a sprinting catch for the out. Well, Chiarelli had the first home run of the game, a 2-run shot in the second, but he's retired here, and Chase Isbell is off to a good start. Speaking of homers, the only time that Isbell has given up a run this year as a Bandit, it's been a home run. A solo shot against Beloit on June 12th, a solo shot against Great Lakes his last time out on the 22nd. 2 down, nobody on for William Sullivan. He'll take low and away for ball 1. Isbell making his 5th appearance for Quad Cities after getting the call up from Single A Columbia back at the beginning of the month. 1-0 pitch. Low and inside on the heater. He's given up 2 runs on those homers in 6 total innings. 5 total hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Sullivan is 0-for-2 today. Isbell fires him a 2-1 and misses low. 3 balls, 1 strike. Isbell, a former Auburn product. He was teammates with former River Bandit Mason Barnett, of course, back in 2022. 3-0. That is high for ball 4. First walk of the season, at least at the high A level, issued by Isbell. And it will continue the inning for Peoria's nine-hole hitter, Joshua Baez. He's the seventh man to hit in the frame. Isbell, 23, from Birmingham, Alabama. When asking River Bandits pitching coach Derek Lewis about Chase, the first thing he'll say is he loves how he attacks the strike zone. Right on right, first pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Jensen. Sullivan stays put. And even though Isbell normally working in the zone, he walks Sullivan, who rarely walks. That's just his 10th strikeout, rather his 10th walk of the season. Baez walked, got a free pass against Owen in the fifth, but was caught stealing later on. 1-0, swing and a miss. Good volatile fastball high. Count evens at 1-1. Aside from the walk, Baez hitless. He flew out to left in the second inning. The pitch. Breaking ball, wave and a miss. Good slider on the inner half. Baez couldn't connect, and it's 1-2. Isbell in the driver's seat. He was called up right around the time Brandon Johnson was promoted to AA Northwest Arkansas. One Alabama native for another. Brandon was from Tuscaloosa, Chase from Birmingham. Chiefs with a 6-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Isbell trying to end the frame. 1-2 to Baez. Low and outside, could not get him to fish. Nobody's warming up in the bullpen for Peoria. And presumably that means Nathaniel Heredia will return for the seventh once we get there. 2-2 offering. Fouled off the hands. Isbell ran it high and tight. Baez able to slap it aside. In the seventh inning, Quad Cities will have the bottom third of the order due up. They're currently being out-hit 8-3 and trail by 5. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Strikeout number 7 in the high-A career of Chase Isbell. He works around the two-out walk. And the Bandits come back to the plate, now staring at a 5-run deficit. An RBI single from Chris Rotondo and a 2-run homer off the bat of Darlene Moquette. The reason for said 5-run deficit. We go to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the seventh inning at Dozier Park. Quad Cities trailing Peoria 6-1. Chiefs just added 3 more to that advantage on the RBI single from Chris Rotondo and a 2-run homer off the bat of Darlene Moquette, which knocked Hunter Owen out of the ballgame. Dustin Dickerson leads off the seventh for Quad Cities at the plate, and Nathaniel Heredia misses low and inside on the slider. It'll be Dusty, Brito, and Ramirez due up. The Southpaws 1-0. Swing and a miss. Dickerson may have chased outside. Final line for Owen. 5 1/3. 6 runs allowed on 8 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. 1-1. Scorched towards left field. Aya Discernia adjusts and on his way up or on his way back rather, reaches up and makes the catch. Good swing from Dickerson, but it's out number one. Heredia has now thrown an inning and a third scoreless, coming in the sixth inning. Darlene Saladin, the starter for the Chiefs, phenomenal with eight strikeouts in five innings. Tonight was his high A debut. Now Chris Brito, he takes a strike. Lights have come on here at Dozer Park. Still some blue sky up ahead, but the golden glimmer atop the puffy clouds indicating that the sun is setting over the third base side of the ballpark. Second pitch to Brito, a wayward slider inside. Evens the count at 1-1. Heredia quickly back to work. The bench, again, a slider low and in. Two balls, one strike. Brito's 0-2 today. A swinging strikeout in the second, and then a bounce out to short in the fifth inning. 2-1. Hit high and deep towards right field, but that slices out of play onto the concourse. Heredia pitched against Quad Cities back on April 21st during Peoria's visit to Modern Woodman Park. That day he threw a season-high 3 2/3 scoreless innings with four strikeouts. 2-2, check swing. Slider was out of the zone, I guess, but a swinging strike three called by Evan Anderson on the appeal. Thought for a moment that would have been a called third strike. That was not the case. Didn't look like Brito went around, but Evan Anderson says he did. So there's out number two. Already his third K of the game, and now up comes Gene Ramirez. Gene's got two strikeouts already. First pitch, wave and a miss, an ugly hack at the slider. Boy, the Bandits' bats have been fooled tonight. 11 Ks in 6 2/3. Third baseman Curiali in on the grass as the pitch is inside for ball one. Bandits trail 6-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Heredia's pitch, called strike, low outside corner, it's 1-2. The most strikeouts Quad Cities has had in a game this year, 17. That was against the Beloit Skycar back in May. So they have quite a ways to go to get to that mark, fortunately. Heredia, though, with a chance to pick up his fourth strikeout. 1-2. Hit in the air towards left field. A slap hit sends Aya DeCernia back a few steps, but he's got room. He'll make the catch to end the inning. Quad Cities goes 3-3 for the third time in the game. They have been held off the scoreboard since the first. Time to stretch at Dozer Park. Bottom of seven next. Chiefs in front, 6-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
The River Bandits are 14 games over 500 when they scored the game's first run. However, tonight, Quad Cities took a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning and has been outscored 6-0 since. Chiefs with a 5-run advantage opening the bottom of the seventh. They'll have the top third of the order up against Chase Isbell, who helped Hunter Owen conclude the sixth inning. He's picked up a strikeout, but he has issued a walk. Brody Moore leads off the bottom of the seventh. The Chiefs leadoff man fouls one off Jensen for strike one. Nathaniel Heredia has given Peoria two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. But now a righty getting loose in the first base bullpen. That's Gustavo Rodriguez. Isbell's 0-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. A called strike on the outer half. Nothing in two. Chiefs shortstop is 1-for-3. His hit, a double in the first inning on the very first pitch thrown by Hunter Owen. 0-2. Reached out and foul back to the screen. Good pitch from Isbell. Got more chasing. But Brody gets a piece. Per usual, sporting the high black Cardinals, or the high red Cardinals socks with the red, white, and blue stripes. 0-2 again. Breaking ball back up the middle. Backhand stop at second by Pineda. Throw across his body to first. He got him. Terrific play ranging way up the middle. And what do you know? Jack Pineda making a defensive highlight. I feel like I've heard that one before. It's probably the best defensive play for Quad Cities in the infield to start the week. Retires Brody Moore for the first down, and now Juan Pincho up. First pitch. Slider taken for a strike. Center fielder is 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt today. Here's Isbell's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chase down and in. Nothing and two. Isbell with single A Columbia. Absolutely dominant to start the year. He gave up just two earned runs in 22 and two-thirds innings, earning himself a first-half promotion to the Midwest League. 0-2. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Carter Jensen. 'll be sure to check out the Midwest League scoreboard here shortly. Get you updated on what else is happening throughout the league. Isbell's 1-2. Fastball high and away. Cho lays off and the count evens 2-2. We'll also check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals full season affiliates. AAA Omaha has already completed its game today. 2-2. Chopper back towards second. This is an easier play for Pineda. He'll pick it up, throw to first, and pick up the second out. The Storm Chasers, a 50-win ball club just after the end of the first half, but they did lose today. They fell to Columbus 8-3. Clippers scored four runs in the first inning and never looked back. Here at Dozer Park, two outs, nobody on for Leonardo Bernal, the switch hitting catcher. First pitch, sliced foul over the left side. All three other Royals affiliates still playing, including us, of course, here in Peoria. 0-1. In the dirt. One ball, one strike. Single A Columbia is on the road in Kannapolis this week. Fireflies have a 4-1 lead over the Cannonballers. They're trying to add to that in the top of the ninth. And in Wichita, Northwest Arkansas in the wind surge are tied at one in the top of the sixth over in Kansas. 1-1. Line drive towards right field. Dickey's got to play it on a hop. It's a base hit for Bernal, his third single of the game. Quick hands there to turn on the fastball. Bernal with hits in each of the first three games this week and hits in five out of his last six overall. Chiefs already up 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh, but looking to spark a two-out rally. Man at first for Chris Rotondo, a right-on-right matchup for Isbell. First pitch fouled over the right side for strike one. Rotondo drove in the first of the three Chiefs runs in the sixth with an RBI single. Brought in Bernal, who had singled to open up the inning and then moved to second on an error. 0-1. Breaking ball, a called strike on the low outside corner. Nothing and two. Gustavo Rodriguez still warming up in the Chiefs bullpen. My guess is he'll have the top of the eighth inning. Chase ready to go. 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off. It's low. Jensen's throw to second is high, and Bernal slides in safely. What a catch by Pineda. Jumping up in the air to snag it. He reached down to try to get Bernal, but Peoria steals its first base of the game in three tries. Jensen had gunned down the first two attempts. One by Bernal back in the third. Jensen not happy with himself. 1-2 to Rotondo. Low and outside off the glove of Jensen. And Bernal moves up to third base on a wild pitch. The Chiefs have done a terrific job, obviously, with the two homers, but also of taking advantage of Quad City's miscues today. Carter Jensen has been charged with two errors, one in the first and one in the sixth, and Peoria would use that error to score on each occasion. A runner at third now with two outs. The 2-2 is high and away, and Jensen had to stop that one from going to the backstop. It's a full count. Alexia DeCernia waits on deck. Isbell began the inning with back-to-back groundouts and now is having a little bit of difficulty closing the book. Here's the payoff. He got him. Swing and a miss on the slider, just what the doctor ordered. So it's two strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds from Chase Isbell. Quad Cities, though, needs some runs. They trail 6-1 going to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
After two hitless, scoreless innings pitched by Nathaniel Heredia, the Chiefs go to the bullpen and will turn to their first right-handed reliever, Gustavo Rodriguez, who gets the top third of Quad City's lineup. Chiefs in front of the Bandits, 6-1 as we begin the eighth. First pitch to Jack Pineda is fouled out of play for strike one. For Gustavo, it's appearance number 11 this year. He's now in his second season with the Cardinals' high-A affiliate. 0-1. Fastball low and in. 1-1. Rodriguez 0-1 with a 3.52 ERA. He has 21 strikeouts in 15 and a third innings. Pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Bernal for strike two. That K per nine, a career high. 12.3. Strikeout per nine with Peoria last year. Just under 9.5. He's an ERA of 3.52 in just over 15 innings. 1-2 to Jack. It's low for ball two. Pineda's hit streak and on-base streak are in jeopardy. 0-3, including a strikeout back in the fifth inning. 2-2. down and in with the slider, full count. Speaking of scoreless relief appearances, Chase Isbell gave Quad Cities an inning and two-thirds worth of zeros. Bandits with a lefty up in their bullpen. Payoff pitch. Grounded softly towards third. Kiriali picks it up, throws to first, and he's safe. Pineda beats it out despite a really good pick by William Sullivan. And that hit streak not done yet. Make it seven straight for Jack. Took kind of an awkward cut and a pitch outside. Just kind of poked it, but hit it so softly that it was not an easy play for Kiriali, who made a great effort, but in vain. Quad City's down by five, but they've got the leadoff man on here in the eighth. That's their first hit since the fourth inning, as the first pitch to Jared Dickey is hit well to center field, but it's going to get knocked down by the wind. Joe makes the catch and throws it back in towards the infield. So Dickey now one for three. He had the Bandits' first hit with a first inning single and scored their lone run to this point. Rodriguez, though, retiring him quickly in the eighth, and it brings up Carter Jensen, who is really scuffled today. He's made two errors defensively, and he's 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts at the plate. Gustavo's first pitch, low and inside for ball one. Rodriguez is 23 years old, a native of Venezuela. A look over to first, now the 1-0. Cued off the end of the bat, foul. He stands at 6'3", 199 pounds. And he's been in the Cardinals system since 2018. He's one of the longer tenured prospects on this squad. Carter Jensen, just 20 years old. The 1-0, rather the 1-1, is high for ball two. He and Blake Mitchell, two very exciting young catching prospects. Jensen, number 10 on MLB Pipeline's organizational rankings. 2-1. Low and inside, 3-1. Mitchell, number 1. He's having a terrific season in single-A Columbia. Hit a home run the other day. I think he's up to 9 or 10 this year. Rodriguez sets at the belt, 3-1. Slider called strike on the low inside corner. But something both he and Jensen have in common is that plate discipline. They have the first and second most walks of all minor league catchers. Jensen leads the way with an even 50. 3-2 pitch. Line drive right center field, sinking down and landing in the grass for a base hit. Jensen pokes one into right center field for the Bandits' second knock of the frame, and they've got something going here against Gustavo Rodriguez. So the Bandits still with plenty of work to do, down by five, but two men on, one out. And the right guy's coming to the plate. Here's Trevor Werner. It will be the first right-on-right matchup for Rodriguez. He's been much better against righties than lefties this year. First pitch. Down and away for ball one. And that'll send Bernal out to the hill. But when pitching against left-handed bats, the opposition is swinging 333 against Rodriguez with an OPS over 800. When he's facing right-handed hitters, those bats hit just 211 with an OPS of 581. So a pretty stark contrast. It's not an ideal matchup for Rodriguez coming into pitch against a lineup where six of the nine hitters are left-handed, but of course, development is the name of the game at this level. Matchup's not really being played. Bernal back behind the plate, 1-0 to Werner. Fastball, a strike on the low outside corner. Chaz Martinez is the lefty in Quad City's bullpen. Looks like he is ready to go for the bottom of the eighth. Time called. Looks like Bernal might be having an equipment issue. Chiefs catcher holding up his mitt, and it looks like his, yeah, the catcher's mitt either has a hole in it or ripped somewhere, and he'll go for a secondary option. They'll send that one back into the clubhouse. Hopefully somebody can fix it. It's like backup catcher Grayson Tarlow is taking a look at it right now, seeing if he can tie the leather together. Ready to resume. Runners at first and second with one out. 1-1 to Werner is down and away for ball two. Hey, let's check in with that Midwest League scoreboard. I promised you we'd get to it. A couple of games have already gone final, including a shutout win for the Lansing Lugnuts. The 2-1 to Werner. Again, down and away. The fastball missed for ball three. Lugnuts with a 3-0 win over West Michigan. Only 5 total hits in that game. And the Lugnuts were out hit 3-2. But they win 3-0. Rodriguez is 3-1. Chopper back up the middle. Moquette fields the high hop, steps on second, and has no other play as Werner was hustling down the line. Pineda advances 90 feet to third. Jensen retired 4 unassisted. And Werner safe on a fielder's choice. Off the bat, it looked like that one may squeak up the middle. But once Moquette gathered, there was just not enough time to turn it. And that's good news for Quad Cities. So the rally now down to Carson Rockefort. Bandits trail 6-1 in the top of the eighth. They've got men at the corners with 2 outs. Rock 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. Gustavo's first pitch is scooped foul over the left side. The Dayton Dragons have improved to 2-3 in the second half. They get an extra inning win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps at Parkview Field. Final score in Indiana, 10-7. 0-1 to Rock. High fly ball towards left field. Aya Desernia back, looking up in the twilight skies. He can't see it, and it lands right in front of him. One run scores. Werner up to third base. The throw comes flying in, and he'll stop there. Quad Cities is going to get a run, and will go in the books as an RBI double for Carson Rockefort. He now leads the team with 15 on the season. He drives in run number 32, and the Bandits catch a break. Of course, Pineda was running the whole way, and Werner got as far as third base. Aya Desernia was in the right area. The ball only bounced about 5 feet away from it, but the whole time his arms were out, and he was showing that he did not see it properly. And when he reached this time of night, right around 8:45 Central, you start to get those twilight skies, and any kind of high fly ball is never easy. So a mound visit now for Rick Herrick. He already worked his magic on Darlene Saladin earlier. He turned that guy's night around in a big way. At least it seemed that way. The hitter will be Spencer Nivens with a man at third and a man at second and 2 outs. Continuing around the Midwest League scoreboard, they're still playing over in West Michigan. In Wisconsin. The Timber Rattlers have a 3-2 lead over South Bend. They're in the middle of the eighth inning there. Wisconsin, after winning the West in the first half, just 1-4 in the first 5 games of their second half. Mound visit over. Spencer Nivens in the box. First pitch, left outside for ball one. In Cedar Rapids, the Colonels have a 4-1 lead over Beloit. They're in the top of the eighth. In Inlake County, the Captains lead the Loons 7-3. They are also in the top of the eighth. 1-0. Down and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. And I am just now noticing the Dragons in Tin Caps are actually playing a doubleheader tonight. That 10-inning game was just the first half of their twin bill. 2-0. Check swing. Pitch was high. He went around. A swinging strike is called by Travis Robertson. Two one. Low and inside, off the glove of Bernal, and towards the first base dugout. Werner will score without a throw. It is now a three-run ball game. All of a sudden, a couple of Chiefs mistakes are bringing the Bandits within shouting distance. They've scored twice in this inning. Once on a baseball lost in the sky, which goes in the books as an RBI double. And now the wild pitch. Third of the year for Rodriguez. His 3-1 to Nivens is down and away, ball four. Quad Cities is going to bring the tying run to the plate in Dustin Dickerson. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Peoria, and they're going to have to go to him. Patrick Anderson out of the first base dugout as Gustavo Rodriguez faces six batters and gets the first two outs pretty quickly, but cannot close the door. We'll pause for a pitching change here in the top of the eighth. Chiefs lead Quad Cities 6-3.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Cities has put up a couple of runs here in the top of the eighth inning and trimmed their deficit down to three. Right-hander is Valdo Berrios out of the Chiefs' bullpen trying to pick up the third out and strand runners at the corners. Dustin Dickerson the hitter, and he'll take a fastball outside. Berrios replaces Gustavo Rodriguez, who picked up the first two outs of this inning, but also allowed three hits and two runs, plus a walk with no strikeouts. Berrios out of the stretch, the 1-0. Slider just outside. It's 2-0. This is Berrios' third season in the Midwest League, but his first as a member of the Cardinals organization. Came up as an Oakland Athletic through the first 5 years of his career. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Down and outside, blocked by Bernal. That was key because Rockefort was looking to get home. Berrios played with Lansing in 2021 and in 2022, but after struggling there in the A's system, he was let go, and he went and played independent ball to start this year in the Frontier League, and the Chiefs get him after the Cardinals signed him back on June 3rd. 3-0. That's high for ball four. Quad Cities is going to load the bases. Dickerson reaches for the third time in four plate appearances tonight. Quad Cities brings its eighth hitter of the frame up to the dish. All of a sudden, the Bandits are one swing away from getting back in front. It's Chris Brito, the batter. He's looking to snap an 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Right on right, first pitch slider finds the inner half for a called strike. Berrios made nine appearances with the Gateway Grizzlies over in Saugat, Illinois. gave up just one earned run in 9 1/3 with 14 strikeouts, and that caught St. Louis's attention. Another slider 0-1, line towards right field, Rotondo to his left, he reaches out and makes the catch just above the grass to end the rally. Well, Quad Cities gets a couple, an RBI double from Carson Rockefeller, and a tally on a wild pitch, but the go-ahead run at the plate flies out to end the rally. We go to the bottom of the eighth, Chiefs looking to add to its 6-3 lead. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chaz Martinez, the new pitcher for Quad Cities. He takes over in the bottom of the eighth, starting the night left on left against Alex Iadesernia. First pitch on the inner half, a called strike one. 5-6-7 due up to face the former Oklahoma Sooner. 0-1. Slider down and away. 1-1. Chiefs lead the Bandits 6-3. Quad Cities, though, into the run column for the first time since the first. They scored a run on a wild pitch and a Rockefeller RBI double just a moment ago. 1-1, high and away for ball two. It's the 18th appearance of the season for Chaz Martinez, who has been in the midst of his best stretch as a River Bandit. He has rattled off five straight scoreless innings across his last three outings. 2-1, slider taken for strike two. It's the first time we've seen Chaz this week, but he pitched twice against Great Lakes through three scoreless innings with three strikeouts. 2-2 to Iadesernia. Check swing on the slider. Pitch was down and away, and he went around for strike three. Evan Anderson rings him up on the appeal, and there's the 28th K in 22 1/3 innings for Chaz Martinez this year. Well, the Bandits pitching staff has only six strikeouts in the ball game. On the other hand, Peoria's staff with 11. Now Darlene Moquette with the bases empty. First pitch fastball is right there for a called strike. Chiefs have built this 6-3 lead with the help of a pair of two-run homers, including one off the bat of Moquette back in the sixth. Martinez throws him a slider inside, and it's 1-1. The other blast belonged to Michael Curiali, who broke a 1-1 tie in the second with his shot onto the berm. A no-doubter all the way. Martinez with the 1-1. Another slider, and that's left outside for ball two. Chaz is in his age 24 season. He stands at 6'4", 220 pounds, and hails from San Pedro, California. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and away. It's 3-1. Martinez with six walks in nine innings during the month of June, but he's only given up three earned runs. He's also helped supplement it with 13 strikeouts. He fires home. Another slider, and that's a called strike in the low outside corner. Nobody's warming up in the bullpen for Peoria. Of course, they're looking to close it out in the top of the ninth inning. Here in the bottom of the eighth, nobody on, one out, and a 3-2 count on Mokete. Right-handed hitter asks for time and adjusts those red batting gloves again. Back in the box he goes. Martinez sets. The southpaws pay off. Slider down and away. He lost him for ball four. Mokete now 2-for-3 with a homer, a single, and a walk. And it will bring up Michael Curiale, who had that homer earlier. Quad Cities will continue this series tomorrow night. We'll get started at 7:05. Push back 30 minutes compared to today's first pitch time. The toss inside for ball one. Steven Zoback will get the ball for Quad Cities. One of the Royals' top 30 prospects is doing a good job this year. 4-4 with a 3.75 ERA. He'll be going up against a top 30 prospect in the Cardinals system. 1-0 pitch, runner takes off, but Curiale fouls it over the right side. Mokete a bit upset because he thought he had second stolen. Bryson Motz will be the pitcher for the Chiefs. He's a top 30 organizational prospect, but the lefty is 0-8 with a 6.05 this year. Bandits saw him back in April. Curiale's back in the box, the 1-1. Slider cut on and missed. It's 1-2. Boy, Martinez has been throwing that slider to any kind of hitter. Switch hitter, lefty, righty, it has not mattered. It has been the key to his success as of late. He's ready to fire again. Staring down Mokete and now stepping off. He'll reset. Chiefs with a 6-3 lead over Quad Cities. One out and a man at first in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch. No, a throw to first. Back standing up Mokete. It looks like a fire truck has just pulled into the alley behind left field. The lights flashing. Can only imagine that that's probably not super helpful for Curiale. 1-2. Fastball left high. Could not get him to chase. 2-2. Oh, the lights just turned off. There we go. That's a good sign for a number of different reasons. Michael 2-for-3 with a home run and a single. Home run is fifth of the year. 2-2. Slider fouled into the screen. We'll do it again. Correction, sixth home run of the year for Curiale. Sun is completely set here at Dozer Park as we close in on 9 o'clock Central Time. A nice cool breeze blowing in from right. 2-2. In the air towards the right field corner. Dickey gives it a look, but that's on the berm. And a souvenir rolls out towards Jared. He has no idea it's right behind him, but the Chiefs reliever tracks it down. Next pitch will be the seventh of the at-bat to Curiale. Bandits have not rolled a double play tonight. They could use one here. One out, man at first. Another 2-2. And another foul ball. Curiale fouls one straight back, and this plate appearance will go at least 8 pitches. Martinez is the third pitcher used by Quad Cities today, the second lefty. Hunter Owen, the starting pitcher, a southpaw. Martinez ready to try again, and just as Chaz was beginning to throw, time called and granted to Curiale. Michael from Freehold, New Jersey, a 12th round pick 2 years ago by the Cardinals. Now the 2-2. Slider just outside. Curiale is seeing it very well. It's a full count. Martinez has thrown him every pitch he's got in every spot. Ninth toss of the plate appearance upcoming. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him with a back foot slider. Second of the ball game for Martinez, and it's the second out here in the eighth inning. Gutsy performance there from Chaz. That takes some cojones to throw that slider off the low inside corner like that in a full count. Now William Sullivan at the plate. He'll watch a throw over to first. Mokete back standing up. Sullivan 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk today. Sitting just 150 on the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And again, Mokete was sprinting for second. It will have to go back. He's not too happy about that. First it was Jack Pineda listening to him complain. And now Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop, was over there holding. And Mokete slowly makes his way back to first, catching his breath once more. Martinez already over 20 pitches to get just two outs here in the eighth. A one. Fastball around the hands. One ball, one strike. Sullivan's a 13th round pick out of Troy, a native of Orlando, Florida. Same hometown as his teammate, Zach Levinson, a fellow Cardinals top 30 prospect who is not in the lineup today. 1-1. Breaking ball up and in. Two balls, one strike. Quad City's down 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The second half of the ball game has slowed down considerably. Both teams relievers having to work quite hard, especially over the last two frames. 2-1. Outside with a fastball, it's 3-1. Joshua Baez waits on deck. He's a right-handed hitter. And ninth on the card for Patrick Anderson today. Martinez ready to go again. He fires. And it's high for ball four. Second walk of the inning. It'll push Mokete into scoring position. And Sullivan now has two of his season's 11 walks in this game. And that's going to send Derek Lewis out to the hill, Quad City's pitching coach. Now, no updates for you on the Midwest League scoreboard. However, the Columbia Fireflies game went final tonight, and they got a win over Kannapolis on the road. Fireflies beat the top team in the Carolina League South 4-1. Brendan McNair with a home run in that game, the fifth of his season. Blake Mitchell 0-for-3, but with a couple of walks. So now Baez coming up after the mound meeting. DeLue back in the third base dugout. Chiefs trying to tack on some more insurance runs after the Bandits got a couple of tallies back in the top half of the frame. Men at first and second, two outs, first pitch. Slider right down Main Street for a called strike. Martinez's pitch count now at 26. He's only thrown 12 strikes, but he's got two Ks. A one on the way. Left outside. Looked like a changeup. 1-1. Baez does not have a hit today, but he did expend his on-base streak to six games with a fifth inning walk. Last time up, he struck out against Chase Isbell to end the sixth inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball on the inner half. It is one ball, two strikes. And Martinez, now a pitch away from striking out the side despite the two free passes. Lefty takes a couple of deep breaths as he receives the sign from Carter. 1-2. Foul back to the screen. Went slider low and in. Martinez, after throwing that pitch and watching it get fouled off, took a couple of hops. He liked that pitch. Trying to post his sixth straight scoreless inning out of Quad City's pen. 1-2, low and in. It skips away from Jensen. Somehow avoided Baez. Mokete, a big turnaround third base, but he will stop. As now two Chiefs are in scoring position. I have no idea how Baez was not hit by that pitch. It was around the knees and he took a leap, somehow got out of the way. Quad City's considering alerting the bullpen. Chase Wallace now up to his feet with the sweatshirt off, ready to get loose should Chaz need some help. 1-2 to Baez. Broken bat roller to the left side. It's off the glove of Warner into left field. Both runners will score. It's now an 8-3 ball game. Ninth error of the season on Warner, and that one is going to be costly. Just as Quad Cities cut the deficit to something manageable, the Bandits are going to commit their third error of the ball game. So now back to the top of the lineup for Brody Moore. First pitch. Down the middle, a called strike. And once again, the Chiefs taking advantage of miscues. That is the third error for Quad Cities. And on all three, the Chiefs have scored a run on that play or later on in the inning as a result. A one, swing and a miss. Good fastball. Nothing in two. Bandits' season high for errors in a game is 4. Hopefully they don't wind up with that here. 0-2. Inside to Moore. He leans out of the way. Brody with a 1-for-4 game, a double in the first, then robbed of a hit by Jack Pineda, who made a great play up the middle back in the 7th. 1-2, runner takes off, pitch is swung on and lined off Pineda's glove near the second base bag. Dickerson picks it up, and now they've got Baez in a rundown. Werner throws to Pineda, who chases him towards third. Now the flip to Martinez, who slaps the tag on his back, and Martinez spikes the ball in the grass and heads back to the third base dugout. He did not like how he had to labor through that inning. Quad Cities eventually gets out of it. Chiefs, though, now up. It is 8-3. We go to the top of the ninth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the ninth at Dozer Park is Valdo Berrios trying to close out the game for the Chiefs. They lead the Bandits 8-3. First pitch to Gene Ramirez is a strike, nothing in one. 9-1-2 due up for Quad Cities. That's Ramirez, Pineda, and Dickey, all three left-handed hitters. 0-1 slider, wave and a miss, nothing in two. Chaz Martinez gave up a couple of unearned runs back in the eighth inning. And both teams scored twice in the eighth. Bandits had cut the deficit to 3 and now again down by 5. 0-2. Line drive back up the middle off Berrios. Shortstop Moore picks it up, throws to first and gets the out. Did it hit Berrios or did he just hit the deck? That was a line drive truly right back at the pitcher and he somehow matrixed his way around it. just goes in the books as a 6-3 ground out, but a tip of the cap to the athleticism of Osvaldo Berrios, who somehow got out of there. So one out, nobody on for Jack Pineda. Leadoff man is 1-for-4 tonight. First pitch. Breaking ball right there at the knees. A called strike one. The final line for Chaz Martinez will be one inning, two runs unearned on no hits and two walks. A one pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. It's been a rough night for Quad City's defense. They have helped the Chiefs out by committing three errors, all of which Peoria has taken advantage of in some way, shape, or form. 1-1 to Jack. Line drive towards short, off the diving Moore's glove into left field. Another hit for Jack Pineda, his second of the ball game. And I believe he is now rattled off three multi-hit efforts in four of his last five games. That is correct. Pineda came into the eighth inning 0-for-3. And now in each of the last two frames, singles. So a man on with one out for Dickey. First pitch. High and tight on the slider. This is a save situation for Berrios because it was one when he entered in the eighth inning. Right-hander looks over at Jack. 1-0. Foul ball on the slider. Count evens at one. Jared is 1-for-4, a single back in the first inning. Quad Cities has three runs today, but that really doesn't sum up how the offense has been. The pitch. Slider just outside. It's 2-1. Quad City's got an RBI single from Trevor Werner in the first. They didn't score again until the third when Alex Iadesurnia lost a ball in the sky that turned into, by the book, an RBI double for Carson Rockefert. 2-1 pitch. High and away. 3-1. So that brought in a run for the Bandits. Then a little while later, Quad City scored on a wild pitch. So really, the Bandits have earned about one run when you look at the game situationally. The pitch. Slider finds the outer half, a called strike two. But obviously, Rockefeller will take his RBI double and say goodnight. He doesn't care how he gets it. And why would you? Everything evens out in the game of baseball. At least I think so. 3-2. Blooped into left field. Another base hit. Up to second base goes Pineda. And Jared Dickey now with a multi-hit effort. A little inside-out swing sent over the shortstop. Dickey now with his 11th multi-hit game of the season. Pineda up to 17. Well, there have been quite a few hits in the second half of this ball game. Things have all of a sudden picked up in that department. Chiefs have a hit in all but two innings tonight. Two men on for Carter Jensen. First pitch fastball is high, 1-0. Carter, just like Dickey, 1-for-4 entering this AB. Berrios now getting a meeting from Leonardo Bernal, the catcher. Decent chunk of the fans tonight have stuck around for the conclusion as we pass 9 o'clock Central Time. We're getting pretty close to a 3-hour ball game. This don't happen very often these days. Bernal back behind the plate. Berrios looks to second. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss on the slider. One ball, one strike. He talked a little bit about Carter Jensen's struggles as of late, and obviously the strikeout has been part of it. The other one has been left-handed pitching. Berrios, a righty. A group of people that Jensen has really swung it well against this year. But again, a slider left down the middle, and Jensen just fouls it back to the screen. 1-2. Against righties, Jensen hitting 292 with a 905 OPS. Lefties just 230 with a 617. His hit against Rodriguez, a righty, back in the eighth. 1-2. Back up the middle, but Moore's positioned perfectly. Shortstop gobbles it up, steps on second for one, and throws to first for an inning-ending, game-ending double play. The Chiefs retake the lead in this series, 2-1. They defeat the Bandits 8-3 on a Thursday night here at Dozer Park. River Bandits post-game show coming up next. Stick with us on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
final time tonight, we welcome you back to Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois, where the Chiefs take down the Bandits by a final score of 8-3. Quad Cities, with the win yesterday, had evened the series at a win apiece, but now the Chiefs back in front 2-1. The Bandits led 1-0 after the top of the first inning, but then never scored again until the eighth, and the Chiefs were not only able to pull away in the middle innings, but also respond in their half of the eighth inning and hold on for a 5-run win. Here's what the line score looked like for Quad Cities. 3 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They go 2-for-10 with men in scoring position and strand 8 on base. For Peoria, 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors. 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They strand 5. The winning pitcher in his high A debut will be Darlene Saladin. He really struggled in the first inning and a half or so, but then, goodness gracious, he settled down and was fantastic. He gave up just 1 run in 5 frames on 3 hits and 2 walks with 8 strikeouts. He closed out the game, retiring 11 of the final 12 batters he faced, and really showcased why he was as dominant as he was in the Florida State League. Made a great first inning adjustment after his plan A, which was a lot of fastball and a lot of changeup early, didn't work. He switched over to the slider and the curveball, and that got him his first high A win tonight. For Quad Cities, the losing pitcher is Hunter Owen. He falls to 6-3, giving up 6 runs, 5 earned, on 8 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. As he has done so often this year, Owen worked into the 6th inning but couldn't quite get out of it. A 5 1/3 frame showing for him today. Still waiting on the official final time of the ball game, so we'll get that to you later. Let's go ahead and check out the Midwest League scoreboard one more time. Remember, they're playing a doubleheader in Fort Wayne. Dayton in town, taking on the Tin Caps. Dragons won in 10 innings in game 1, 10-7. And in game 2, it's Fort Wayne with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. In Lake County, the Captains got a big-time win over Great Lakes. Final score in Eastlake, Ohio, Captains 13, Loons 3. The Lansing Lucknuts scored 2 runs in the first inning and 1 later in the third, but all they needed was the 1. They beat West Michigan 3-0, a shutout victory for the Lucknuts, who are now 2-4 in the second half. West Michigan falls to 4-2. They're now tied with Lake County for the lead in the Eastern Division. The Cedar Rapids Colonels get a win over Beloit. They're now 4-2 in the second half. They beat the Sky Carp at Veterans Memorial Stadium by a final of 4-1. And in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers with a win over South Bend. Final score at Fox City Stadium, 3-2. Here's a final look at the Kansas City Royals farm system. As far as the full season affiliates go, still 1 game going on. It's a good finish brewing in Wichita. The Wind Surge and Northwest Arkansas tied at 2, going to the bottom of the 8th inning. The single A affiliate, Columbia, got the win. We already told you about that. Fireflies with a 4-1 win over Kannapolis, fueled by a home run off the bat of Brendan McNair. And then at the AAA level, the Storm Chasers fell tonight, just their 25th loss of the season. They fall to Columbus on the road, 8-3. The final time of the ball game here at Dozer Park, officially 2 hours and 42 minutes, with 3,404 through the gates. Quad City's back in action for game 4 of the series tomorrow night. We're underway at 7:05, your River Bandits pregame show at 6:55. Steven Zoback will get the start. The right-hander is 4-4 with a 3.75 ERA. He'll be countered by Peoria's lefty Bryson Motz, who is 0-8 with a 6.05. Looking forward to talking with you tomorrow, a Friday night edition of River Bandits Baseball. Bandits now trailing in the series 2-1 after Peoria gets them 8-3 tonight. My name is Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from, thanks so much for doing so. And we'll see you tomorrow, 6:55, for the start of your River Bandits pregame show here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, so long and good night from Dozer Park.